Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything you want is 855-450-FREE. Joining you in the studio this evening, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
And Johnny Ray.
Once again, that SACL CAI toll-free line is 855-450-FREE. And you can join us on Skype. I forgot to mention that last hour. Still new to this promoting Skype thing. We're still in the experimental phase with it, but it is there for you.
Ain't today Twitter Tuesday?
Thank you for the reminder there, too. Oh, so much to keep track of now, Johnny Ray. All these social networks and connection methods. And, you know, I'm running the show here, so there's a lot to deal with. I thank you for the reminder. You can go to, if you are a Twitterer, if you are a tweeter, you can tweet at Free Talk Live. At least for the next several hours, and we will click your profile and then follow you back. So if you'd like to be followed by the Free Talk Live profile, you can tweet something at Free Talk Live. It means you type something and then put the at symbol, the words Free Talk Live, all run together as one word. And that'll make it so it shows up on our radar, so to speak. And then we will follow you back in return.
If I remember, I'm gonna get myself a Twitter, and I'm going to do that tonight and let my inner poet come out.
Excellent. It could be your very first tweet. You could tweet at Free Talk Live, and we'll be your first follower.
Awesome.
So again, you can do that Twitter Tuesday. We're here to take your calls, though. That's the point of the program, 855-450-FREE, and you can connect to us on Skype with lrn.fm. That's the username that you want to connect to on Skype. That's lrn.fm. So, Johnny Ray, cuddling, I guess, is the story that you have for us. It's about who likes it more than others. Maybe you're going to be a little surprised by this.
Yeah, I'm embarrassed. It's an old story. But I am a sucker.
Cuddling is not an, you know, it's a classic thing. It's always going to be a good topic. Doesn't matter when the story was published.
www.telegraph.co.uk lifestyle okay. section. Men want cuddles, but women prefer sex. Survey finds. July 2011. Men need to cuddle to be happy in a long-term relationship. In a long-term relationship, while women prefer to have sex, a new study finds.
Wow.
Unexpected.
I would say so. I mean, the traditional stereotypes are the reverse.
That's the stereotype, but one of the reasons the story grabbed me is it felt so right to me, because, Ian, as you know, I love to cuddle.
I am with you. What about you, Johnson?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. I question how did they gain the results in this study, you know, in terms of the information? What were the questions asked? You know, who were they asked to? And then the other reason that immediately comes to mind is I would think that potentially the way this was answered is because I think that women are more physical in general with each other, whereas men are not. And so that there could be sort of
physical
like
in general with each other.
Yes.
Meaning what?
Meaning that women, I think, are more comfortable with physical contact with other human beings in general. I think that men don't have as much physical contact with other people.
Like when they're looking at the YouTube video that's running on your laptop, they'll come behind you maybe and feel better about putting their hand on your shoulder.
Sure.
Whereas I might be making you uncomfortable right now as I put my hand on your shoulder and
it's
rub.
It's a little strange. It's not as bad as though you know, there was a friend that I knew, a mutual friend, Ian knows as well, who... Every person who he would encounter, he would grab their butt.
All right.
I'm trying to remember who this is. But anyway, it's irrelevant. Go ahead.
It was just that was his thing. He would just walk up to people and he would just grab their butt. And like a real firm grab, too. It was not like a, you know, just every single person he encountered. But I think that in general, and you know, it's not a universal thing. I mean, obviously there are some people that are more gregarious than others, but I think that more often than not, that men are neglected in terms of actual physical contact. You know, that unless they initiate physical, you know, it's like because...
So like between friends, sure, a like woman might be more likely to give a friend a hug, but a male not so much.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And also I think that women are able to, you know, be more physical with each other. You know, that's just sort of a standard kind of, it's more societally accepted for women to be more touchy-feely.
All right, Johnny Ray, let's get some more information here from the Telegraph.
Sure. Acts of affection like hugs and kisses were more important to men than women, researchers found. By the way, it does say later in the article, and I'm just going to say it up front, that the researchers are from the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where, but certainly the Kinsey Institute's been famous for the Kinsey scale.
Right. I took an online Kinsey test the other day. It was really short, and I thought that I had a little bit of, you know, woman in me or something for different reasons that I won't get into right now. But I scored a zero, which is...
What does that mean? Totally straight?
Yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Some of the questions, you know, some of the questions, like a lot of times you're taking some these tests online, and you can't really, it's hard to give the exact answer you want to give, because the question seems to have too, it's hard to give a definite answer.
So are there, what is it, a 0 through 7 scale? Is that what I've heard?
That sounds right. Okay. And there were some letter grades, too, that one of them, I think, said the test was unable to place you, so you either lied or you're a very unusual person. But I scored a zero. The question I'm thinking of was the very first question, with sex with another man is repulsive to you. And I said, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And that's not entirely true, but it was that seemed like the best answer to
me. You can only
me.
Give so many answers in these tests.
Yeah. Right.
They are what they are.
continuing on. And for women, sex tends to get better over time. After a
I
couple,
think that's true for everybody.
I have had relationships where the sex started out...
great and got worse?
Fantastic, you know. Really, really exciting and fresh and new, and then less so over time.
Interesting.
Now, this is very long term, as I finish the sentence. For women, sex tends to get better over time after a couple has been together about 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Researchers surveyed over 1,000 couples from 5 different countries who had been in relationships for between 1 and 51 years. Hmm. Half of the couples had been together for at least 25 years. The participants, aged between 40 and 70, were asked how many times in the past month they had kissed, cuddled, caressed, and made love with their partner. They were also quizzed about their degree of happiness in their relationships and sex lives.
So let's clarify. This study that you're talking about here only applies to people in relationships.
Long-standing relationships,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
Well,
a variety of lengths of relationships. But
researchers surveyed over 1,000 couples.
Right.
From 5 different countries who had been in relationships for between 1 and 51 years.
Yeah. So a big selection of couples and a wide variety of of data coming in, but not really about single people, right?
Or young people. It was 40 to 70.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were also quizzed about their degree of happiness in their relationships and sex lives. Men who reported frequent kissing and cuddling were 3 times as happy on average as those who had less snuggling with their wives or girlfriends.
Mm-hmm.
Women, meanwhile, said that such shows of affection had very little impact on their happiness. Again, unexpected.
That's interesting. Okay, now I'm starting to see a different picture here with this article, because I can completely agree with that. I mean, I'm imagining a relationship where, sure, plenty of sex is happening, but there's no cuddling or kissing. That just is alien.
To you.
Yeah.
But apparently to the ladies in this study, they just want a good rogering.
Men were more likely to say they were happy with their relationship, while women were more likely to report being satisfied with the sex rather than the relationship.
Interesting.
In the first 15 years of a relationship, women are significantly less sexually satisfied than men. But once they have been in a relationship 15 years, their satisfaction level is 20% higher than at the beginning. Men were just happy to know that their partner enjoyed sex, and in particular, that they had orgasms.
Stand by with more. I know there is more. I can see that there. 855, 453 from the Telegraph about interesting study that seems counter to what is commonly thought. 855, 453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can tell us about your thoughts on snuggling versus sex. 855, 453 is the toll-free number. You can take control as well. Bring up anything that's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
You may take control of these airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features that you'll find on the site. We give them away. One of those features is the webcam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, you can interact. Because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. All of it's totally free, cam.freetalklive.com. And so is the rest of the website, by the way. We'll tell you about ways that you can help support the show here in a little bit. Bitinstant.com is one of the ways that you can get Bitcoin. coins easily. It's probably the easiest way I've come across. BitInstant.com is available to you at more than a million locations worldwide in something like 10 countries. So you can go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and that could be as simple as going down to the local CVS or Walmart and putting some money in on the MoneyGram phone, or using Dwolla to turn your Federal Reserve notes into bitcoins. BitInstant.com, they make it easy. That's BitInstant.com. And if you want to learn more about bitcoins, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
What's Dwolla like?
Dwolla is kind of like a PayPal, sort of, but okay. Not really, but kind of. It's kind of a hassle to start a Dwolla account. I did it just so I could try it with BitInstant, because I had already done the MoneyGram thing with BitInstant, and I love that. It's easy. I like just being able to walk into Walmart and go over and get Bitcoin, turn cash into Bitcoins. But I figured I wanted to try out the Dwolla thing because the percentage is lower, because when you go to BitInstant.com, there's a certain money transfer fee that's involved, because anytime you change a currency from one to another, there's going to be a fee involved. And the Dwolla fee was half of what the MoneyGram fee was.
Uh-huh.
So I figured, let's see what it takes to do this. It was a hassle to create a Dwolla account. They want you to scan your driver's license and everything. It's pretty serious. But then once you get it going, then it's pretty easy at that point. You can then transfer money from your bank into Dwolla like you would with PayPal. But
you
can't do PayPal with BitInstant. You can only use Dwolla.
Have you opened a Mt. Gox account?
You know, back in the day when I first used Bitcoin, I created a Mt. Gox account, and then they got hacked, and that was the end of that.
I did that accidentally, and
created a Mt. Gox account. That is.
Yeah, I had picked an incorrect option when I was trying to go for the CVS MoneyGram to Bitcoin address, which is how I usually do it, and I accidentally created set myself down the path towards creating a Mt. Gox account. But that is kind of cool, because you can, when you're in Mt. Gox, you can have your account denominated in dollars or bitcoins, and you can put bids out to buy or sell. You can set a price, and if somebody likes that price, they'll take it. And the alternative that I've always done it is I'm taking the price that is being offered to me.
Cool, man. I've never gotten that far into it, but it certainly sounds like I know there are people that are like Mark was just playing with Bitcoin trading the other day or something like that.
Yeah, he's got some kind of computer program that automatically buys and sells.
I don't know. That's more advanced than I know how to do that. I don't know anything about trading and buying and selling and all of that stuff.
Now,
just collect Bitcoins and hold on to them. I hoard them.
Do we have any sponsors that do anything like that? Because I was going to run down the concept.
Not that I know of. I mean, BitInstant.com, I think, is the current Bitcoin sponsor of note.
Okay. Yeah, I was just going to say that I think Mark is, I think he's being hoodwinked or bamboozled or something. I don't think that they have, I don't think people have written any kind of automation that is going to be able to generate a profit for you consistently.
I don't know if he's getting a profit, but I know it's sort of a beta thing, and he's like one of the first beta testers of it. So that's about all I know. I'm sure he'd be able to tell
you. He's rolling into Bitcoin, so if he wants to have fun with something like that, then he's welcome to.
Bill is listening in Jackson. We'll continue with the Cuddle story here in a moment, but Bill's on the line listening to WPBQ. What's on your mind tonight?
Yes. Hi, guys.
Hey, Bill.
I've got a question ongoing in my mind about the bitcoins, and I'm just wondering if the international arbitragers have entered into the bitcoins in terms of a transfer rate for the various denominations, such as the Bitcoin to dollar and the Bitcoin to pound and the euro and so forth.
Probably. I don't know how to answer that question. I'm not enough of a monetary expert. I don't even really know what an arbitrager is. Can you explain that?
Well, an arbitrager trades on the transfer rates. Let's say, for example, the dollar to a peso. And he makes his profit when he buys a certain denomination in which the rate is changing, and so it's kind of like a hedge.
So he's kind of betting on rate, is what you're saying.
Exactly, and I wonder if Bitcoins have been around long enough for some arbitragers to actually get into that.
Good question. I wouldn't know. Maybe some more Bitcoin folks can call in with that answer.
I feel like I'm not gonna bring a real informed answer to this, but I feel like something like that must be happening. I heard arbitrage described, or another example of arbitrage given from Simon Black's newsletter, and he was saying that mail in postage in Australia was very high, and postage in Hong Kong was very low.
Mm-hmm.
So one way to arbitrage would be, if you needed to send out a lot of mail, was to email a PDF to an office in China and mm-hmm. have them post everything from there. And that was his example of arbitrage. So I just feel like because the movement of money still is subject to a lot of regulations and different prices. Ian, like you were saying, Dwolla was different from MoneyGram?
You know, I think that's the case. I'm on BitInstant.com right now, and I'm not real clear on if the fees have changed. So that was the case for sure. Dwolla was about half the rate.
So I'm just going to stop there. I'm going to stop there and assume that that's happening, Bill.
I have another related question along those same lines. Let's say someone buys bitcoins here in the U.S. with dollars, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say he travels overseas and wants to negotiate something where the bitcoins are recognized in some foreign country. My question is, because it was bought in dollars, does that foreign country dealer recognize that in terms of dollars, or does that have to be transferred over to transfer of the currency that he's using in that country?
Bitcoin. I have to assume that what you use to buy your bitcoins won't have any effect on what you do with them. After
no, there's
you
no way
them.
To know. I mean, you just all you know is you're dealing with somebody that's got bitcoins. You don't know how they acquired those bitcoins. Maybe they were purchased with dollars, or maybe you acquired them by providing a service to somebody and they just sent you some bitcoins as payment, or maybe you use some other world currency to purchase the bitcoins. Ultimately, that doesn't come into negotiating a price on bitcoins. You're just negotiating based on the bitcoin's price. And of course, there are, you know, the bitcoin price can be denominated in different currencies from around the world at any given time. There are various different services. I think Empty Gox does something like that. Wrong about that.
So apparently there is a person by the name of Anatoly Nyaev out of Moscow who's running a company called Exanti, which is apparently mentioned at Hedgeweek.com as being one of the first Bitcoin
arbitrages?
Yeah, arbitrage hedge fund.
It's definitely something worth looking into, Bill. I appreciate the call and the questions tonight, and thank you for making that. So, yeah, Bitcoins are international, so you can do business with anyone anywhere in the world instantaneously. Free Talk Live.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, whether it is new money like bitcoins or snuggling and cuddling, we talk about it all.
Got it all.
Yep. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to resume the discussion here in moments about cuddling. A shocking study that was done across five different countries.
Right.
With 1,000 couples, was it?
Yeah, 1,000 couples.
1,000 couples aged 40 to 70, if I'm recalling correctly.
Correct.
And they had been together between 1 and 50 years.
Yes.
And they found out that pretty consistently it was the men in the couple, or the man of the couple, who preferred cuddling over sex. And the woman who preferred the reverse, sex over cuddling.
Frequency of cuddling was a good predictor of men's happiness in relationships and satisfaction with relationships. And the women said in the surveys that that kind of thing, the cuddling and the kissing, had little impact on their satisfaction with the relationship. Mm-hmm. They wanted the sex.
It's interesting. And there's more information here. We're going to relay that to you. By the way, the number 855-450-FREE and the Skype connection is available to you as well at lrn.fm. So you can Skype us at lrn.fm. You have to send a request first. We'll approve it, and then you can call in on Skype. All right, so Johnny Ray, give me more from The Telegraph.
Yeah, another point that we had covered earlier that was pretty interesting was that women, after about 15 years, their satisfaction and enjoyment of sex went way up by about
with the same partner.
Yeah, but with 15 years with the same partner, their enjoyment of sex went up, according to the study and the research by the Kinsey Institute, by 20+%. In the first 15 years of a relationship, women are significantly less sexually satisfied than men, but once they have been in a relationship 15 years, their satisfaction level is 20% higher than at the beginning. Lead author Julia Hyman said that the first 15 years
wow.
could be Heyman, could
right.
be Heeman. It's H-E-I-M-A-N.
All right.
Lead author Julia Hyman said that the first 15 years of a relationship may be emotionally draining for women while they are raising children. As they get older, they have fewer pressures.
Hmm.
She said, quote, "It's possible that women became more sexually satisfied over time because their expectations change or life changes when their children grow up."
That's interesting. I wonder if, you know, what the numbers or information would be if we were looking at people that don't have children and how that would change things.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an unusual segment, right? Because it's pretty typical for people to get together and have sex and have babies.
Mm-hmm.
Just curious.
Also, an unusual. I would think an unusual segment too to find people who are in those 15-year relationships who haven't had kids too. You know,
right?
That are together. So kind of.
Yeah, the longer someone's together with another person, the more likely a baby is to come out of it.
Right. Now, well, not only that, but also when there aren't. And I hesitate to say this because I don't know how true this statement is, but I think that there are probably a lot of people who stay together because they have children.
Yes.
You know, so that might be a factor as well.
Let's continue.
The period of less satisfaction seems to overlap with the period of raising children, during which other things really take a focus. The findings about intimacy were the opposite of what researchers had expected, she revealed. She said, "We became interested in relationships that endure, and how might we begin to understand them? Cuddles were more important to men in predicting the degree of happiness. The really useful message is we should not make presumptions about the genders." Isn't that right, Ian?
Indeed.
"Because there's no way to be sure we're going to be right in any way."
Well, one thing's for sure, people are different. And so even though these are general statements about men and women in relationships over this certain period of time, in a certain age range, obviously they're not all the same, right? Like, some of those men were probably more interested in sex. It's just that a statistically significant amount of them were interested in cuddling over sex. So people are different. They want different things. But nonetheless, interesting because it busts through the, you know, the stereotypes.
And it busts through the stereotypes. But when I saw it and when I saw that headline, it called to me. I agreed with it. I love to cuddle. And
you're not alone.
I mean, I love sex, too, but it's like... There's something magical about holding hands.
I agree. For me, it's always been very satisfying.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe we should hang out sometime.
And it's not like I was wasn't touched as a kid. You know, like they say that parents that don't give their children hugs and kisses and things like that, you know, those kids end up being more needy for those sorts of things, I think. You know, isn't that?
Well, I mean, there have been experiments that, you know, with primates in general, that if there's a certain level where they're really not touched and don't get attention, that's when they start becoming crazy and violent.
To kill people, yeah. Yeah. kill animals and then maybe move on to humans. So, yeah, it's important. Like, obviously it's important from childhood all the way on through age 70, according to the study.
Right.
Good stuff. Now, Johnson, you had something related, at least about relationships.
Sort of.
Mm-hmm. OkCupid is a website where people can go and create a profile on, mm-hmm. Upon which one could use to find a date.
Kind of like a Match.com or a...
But free.
Yeah, but free. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, and Ian, one more thing, one other takeaway from the story is, if you're in a relationship and the sex isn't so good, it's okay, just wait.
15 years.
So there's this free dating site, OkCupid, that's kind of like a mix between Match.com and eHarmony, which is another website that does a more kind of in-depth psychological profile. And what's interesting about OkCupid being, you know, while it's free, it also has this sort of question system that they've invented, yep. Where the users are able to invent their own questions for, you know, like what they want to know in a mate. You know, like, do you brush your teeth more than twice a day?
Are you an atheist?
You know, they just imagine any question, but I mean, they can get even obscure, you know, like, you know, like,
what's your opinion about homelessness?
Right, exactly. Do you wear cologne, you know, every day of the week? You know,
right, and then
like
you
that,
can you
know?
Have preset answers and those score a certain way. Yeah,
right.
It's pretty cool.
But you also, the other thing that's really interesting about it is you determine how you would also like your mate to answer. So while you might want to answer one way, you also determine how you would want them to answer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, huge because then you can determine, you know.
So, like, there could be an answer that's a total deal breaker, and then there could be answers that are interesting.
But you can also be a hypocrite if you choose to be. You know, you can say, you know, I you know, don't want someone who doesn't want somebody, and this is, you know, like, you could say, I don't want somebody who is, you know, ugly, but I'm ugly, so they need to be okay to, you know, like ugly people. You
or
know,
I smoke, but you can't smoke if you date me.
You know, just strange things and strange combinations. It's kind of interesting. So what that means is that they have an enormous amount of information. I mean, they have, because it's free, it's open, you know.
Right, it's a free site, so a lot of people, and it's a good site, too.
Right.
I've had a profile on there. It's a free site, so a lot of people will come and use it.
Right, and answer the questions. And so what happened is there's this guy who's he's an amateur data analyst by the name of John Millward, who decided to have an experiment, and this guy's actually known for, apparently he's written some articles, like one of them is an analysis of 5,000 call girl reviews, which there are some reviews out there that where these guys in the UK would review their visits to call girls, and, you know, he analyzed all the language that they used, and he's got some, you know, interesting studies there. But in this one, he goes on OkCupid and he creates 10 fake profiles. And so, essentially, what he does is he's got 5 men and 5 women. And so the question is do women really have it easier in online dating? That's sort of the widely held belief, is that attractive, young, straight women have it really, really easy. So this guy, Millward, decides to put this to the test with the 10 fake profiles, and... you know,
he wanted to see how many contacts he'd get, right?
Sure, yeah, exactly. And you know, you have to keep in mind that his study is, you know, hetero-focused, and that, you know, attractiveness is pretty subjective. But
we'll come back here in moments. We'll get to details on this. 855-450-FREE. Maybe you want to share with us your online dating experiences as well. Was it a total bust, or did it work out for you? And that's always interesting to hear people's stories. 855-453, toll-free number. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters, DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills. Excalibur food dehydrators. Tatler reusable canning lids. Sun Oven solar cookers. EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics. And don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter. All from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain. Enough time for you and your thoughts if you call in now, toll-free, 2-855-450-FREE. You can also Skype us at lrn.fm. It is Free Talk Live, and Ian here in the studio with you.
And Johnson.
And Johnny Ray.
We'll continue talking about online dating and some of the presumptions people make. Are they right about attractiveness of photos and online profiles? We'll continue that here in moments. Also, want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, and I have to apologize. I was editing the Victimless Crime Spree website last night at victimlesscrimespree.com, preparing for the release date, which was supposed to be today. It was like 11:50 at night. I was going through removing all the references to pre-ordering and changing it to place your order, because pre-ordering was supposed to be over at midnight past night. And then midnight struck, and I went to the order page on Amazon at order.victimlesscrimespree.com, and it then said that the release date was going to be the 29th. And immediately I wanted to know what was going on. Why is this now pushed back another week? I contacted the distributor today. They got back to me very quickly, and my experience with them has been very good. Apparently what happened is they were moving offices at the new year. So right after the winter break, they were moving to completely new offices, and it was some sort of, as he described it, comedy of errors that resulted in deadlines being missed, and the DVD just isn't going to make it in time. So unfortunately, it's been put off now. The official release date is now about a month out. It's going to be February 19th. And all I can do is apologize. It's one of those things. It's out of my hands. You know, we delivered the DVD to them, and they handle the distribution end of it. So to those of you who are jazzed up about getting Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, the director's cut, and all the bonus features and all that in the mail today or tomorrow or whenever it would have been delivered, given that today was supposed to be the street date, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to wait a few more weeks.
More chances for people to pre-order?
That's true. I mean, I guess that's the bright side of this. There are more chances for you to get your pre-orders in at this point. You can still do that at order.victimlesscrimespree.com. It's still $8.99 on Amazon, and that does qualify for free Super Saver shipping, which means that Amazon is fulfilling these orders. So when they are shipped, that means they'll be coming right from the Amazon warehouse, which, of course, as you know, if you know about Amazon, is robot-operated. So there is a robot that will pull Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree off of a shelf and then put it in a box for you and send it out to you.
Ian, I have an apology to make, too, regarding Dare J's victimless crime spree.
Oh?
Yes, last week I promised you, among the rest, you and the rest of the listeners, that I would watch Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree because I haven't seen it yet, and then I would share my insights and my analysis of it, but I didn't watch it.
So. Now you have more time to do so.
That's right. Yeah. Well, the good news is,
I think you probably let down more people than I did, though.
Probably true, but... Hey, I was let down too, man. I mean, there are fewer people, I think, that were more let down than I was to discover that last night. You know, being the executive producer of the movie, it's a pretty important project to me. And obviously, you know, we're going to get it to you. I mean, it's going to happen. And with the release date being what it is, it should still be here in time for the Liberty Forum. And I am expecting to still have some copies in physical reality at the Liberty Forum that you'll be able to purchase if you're there. And Derek J. will have his fancy silver sign-in pen, and he'll be signing autographs. And so we're going to have a good time, and it's still going to work out. So, again, I apologize for that. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com. You can still watch the movie now, Johnny Ray, if you want. You don't have to wait for the DVD. The YouTube version is there. You can also download a torrent, get a, you know, a 720p HD torrent of the film. That's all been online for free at victimlesscrimespree.com.
Yeah, so, I got MicroTorrent for Android. I got it from
you. You got torrents on your phone now?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep. And you can get a Tor browser also for anonymity.
For anonymous browsing.
Yep.
So I think I've covered that. By the way, there is now a new, just since we're talking about the movie, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree does now have a new page on the site, which is a page all about having your own screening. As I pointed out, we want you to watch this movie. We want you to see it. That's why we released it for free online. It's the DVD's now coming 7 months later. So the DVD's for like the fans who really want to have this. They want to have it on their shelf in a collection, that kind of thing. But also, if you get this director's cut on DVD, we want you to show it to your friends and family. Put a screening together. Rent out a local theater if you want to. That's what we did here in Keene, and Johnson, I know you were there. Johnny Ray, did you make it? You didn't make it to the... You haven't seen it yet.
Use your head.
Thanks, man. Trying to run a radio show here. So we did this screening, rented out a local theater, and we could have charged admission for it, but decided to do a free admission thing and then accept contributions. But I don't care. I mean, if you want to take the DVD and rent your local theater out and charge $5 a head to get people come in there and maybe make a profit on it, that's great. If you can profit from showing Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree, I think that's outstanding. If you run a video store and you want to put it up on the shelves and rent it out for people, by all means, please do that. It'd be nice if you'd let us know, because it'd be cool, because then we could tell everybody else. You know, we could repost it on the Facebook page, like, hey, this is available at Joe's Video and wherever. I think that'd be pretty cool. So,
yeah.
There's a page all devoted to that over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's called How to Have Your Own Screening or Hold Your Own Screening. You know what would be really cool would be to see Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree at a drive-in theater.
Not many of those left.
There aren't that many of them left, but there's a surprising amount of them in New England.
Hmm.
Like, there was hardly any of them in Florida, at least around where I live, but up here there's at least a handful. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number, and again, you can go to victimlesscrimespree.com, and thanks for your patience. If you've already ordered and you were waiting eagerly, thank you for understanding and your patience on that. So back to OK Cupid, Johnson.
Sure, okay. So the results of these 10 fake profiles.
10 fake profiles. He wanted to see who would be contacted the most of his fake profiles based on their pictures and or their answers online. Right?
So the first 24 hours of the profiles being online, each woman received at least one message, but the two best-looking women received 581% more messages than the other three combined.
Now, were all of the profiles the same except the photo?
Well, no. Well, actually, I'm not sure about that. I think maybe...
Because wouldn't that be a factor as well? Like, if you read the description, you know, obviously people are going to judge by photos first.
Right.
But then you read the description, and if it sounds like somebody you're not interested in talking to, then you move on.
I think that they were the same.
That would make the most sense. Right.
So, okay, so only one of the men received any messages. In the 7 days of being live, the profiles delivered a fuller picture of the differences between the experiences of straight women and men on the service. The most contacted woman had 17 times more messages in a week than the most contacted man. The three of them had three of the men had no messages, despite their profiles being viewed about 25 times between them. The women's messages outnumbered the men's 17-1, thanks mostly to the two best-looking women. The two best-looking men received five fewer messages than the third and fourth best-looking women. So then he goes on to the results after 4 months. So reading from left to right, and there's pictures, and I'll give you the link so you can post the link to this. But so the least attractive woman got 11 messages. This is after 4 months.
Okay.
The second least attractive got 48. The one woman who is actually fairly attractive but had glasses, she only got 76 messages.
Mm-hmm.
Then the two most attractive, 536 plus and 428 plus, but that's not fair because their inboxes kept filling up.
Wow, so we couldn't count them all.
Right. Now on to the men.
Hold on, Johnny Ray, what were you trying to get in with there?
Oh, the pretty girl with glasses reminds me of the pretty ugly girl from Not Another Teen Movie, one of Chris Evans' finest films.
Ugly Betty.
I'm not familiar.
There was a beautiful girl. The girl love interest was a beautiful woman. It's just she happened to wear her hair in a ponytail and she wore glasses, so she was ridiculed for being ugly, even though she was obviously very beautiful. It was a parody.
Apparently, it wasn't that obvious.
Well, no, it was. It was a parody film.
I see.
So then we go on to the men. So there's, the least attractive man got no messages after 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
No messages. Two messages for the second least attractive, one message for another guy with glasses. Again, they did the same test, fairly attractive guy, but had glasses.
Gotcha.
38 messages for, I guess, the most attractive guy, and 12 for another one who was, highly rated attractive. So, just a huge, huge difference. Now, what this goes on to say...
So, it's a sausage fest, right? I mean...
Oh, sure, yeah. It's just guys just constantly, on these sites just hitting on women. So, what it essentially gets into is all these advice for men and how they can, be creative and unique and intelligent, in their messaging to kind of play this numbers game. And what's interesting is I just think it's interesting that there's no kind of critique about the gender disparity there.
I wish we could talk more, but we're out of time. You give me the link. I'll put it on the Hootsuite to Facebook and Twitter. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.